Well, good morning. I bid you a warm word of welcome as you join with us for our daily devotional this Tuesday morning from Bally Baptist Church. We trust you're well and that you're knowing the hand of the Lord upon you. I want to share with you just a little thought this morning. Last Friday, I read an article on the BBC website and it was entitled Five Reasons to be Hopeful. And it was on the health section of the BBC website, and of course it's in relation to the current situation in the United Kingdom regarding COVID-19. And as I read down the article, it spoke about different reasons. As I said, it was called Five Reasons to be Hopeful, and it outlined a number of different things. It spoke about the fact that it's estimated that the virus may be past its peak in relation to its spread at this time. It spoke about the vaccination program and the rollout of that program and the possible impact that should have and the expectations that should bring moving forward in the United Kingdom. But as I read down through the article, I came down to the conclusion, and I was interested, in fact, I was struck by a line that the writer used as he was writing about these reasons to be hopeful. He said this, he said, COVID will remain a residual threat for winters to come. The war is not over. And as I read that statement, just those last few words, the war is not over, my thoughts immediately turned to the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we read there in verse 55 down to verse 57. He says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul there is speaking, the word victory is used twice just in those three verses. He's speaking about a battle that's been fought. He's speaking about a battle which is over, a war which is over because a victory has been won. And this, in a sense, he's saying that the war is most definitely over. He asks the question, he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And then he speaks about how victory comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know, he's speaking about the victory over sin. He's speaking about the victory over death. He's speaking about the battle that has been fought for the souls of men and women. You see, that battle had to be fought because the Bible tells us that we're all born as sinners, and the Bible tells us that God hates sin. That those who are sinners are at enmity with God. That means we're enemies of God. Maybe you don't think about yourself like that, but yet that's what the Bible says. Do you know the Bible tells us in Romans 5 and verse 12, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We're all sinners. We're born as sinners. We have a sin nature. Our actions show that we're sinners, that we're disobedient to God. We lie, we steal in different ways perhaps, but we might not think that we steal, but perhaps we steal time or whatever it might be. And we do those things that the Bible tells us are opposed to the will and the word of God. But our nature is a sin nature. We're born as sinners. The Bible tells us that sin is the cause of separation between man and God. You see, because sin brings death, that there's a separation which is an eternal separation. God cannot condone our sin. God will not brush sin under the carpet. And sin cannot enter into God's heaven. And therefore, sin separates man from God. But with that eternal separation, there's also something else. Because God judges sin. With separation from God comes judgment upon sin, because God is a holy God. And a holy God must always and will always punish sin. Do you know, when we think about that, when we think about the fact that we're all born as sinners, when we think about the fact that sin separates us from God, when we think about the fact that sin brings judgment upon those who are separated from God, those who are by nature sinners, we would think that there's no reason for hope if we stop just there. But thankfully, I'm able to share with you this morning, I'm able to tell you that there is absolutely a reason for hope. I'm not going to give you five reasons to be hopeful. I'm going to speak to you about a reason for hope, the reason for hope. You see, the reason for hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus came to this earth and he lived a sinless life. He lived a life that we couldn't live, a life that I couldn't live and you couldn't live. And then he went to the cross and he took the judgment of God upon him for our sins. He was the sinless substitute. He became our substitute and he took our place of judgment. And God poured out his judgment upon his own son so that we could go free, so that our sin could be dealt with. But you know, the story doesn't even end there. Because in our passage that we read this morning, we see that he defeated death. He rose again. He has won that victory. Do you know, the reason for hopefulness that was outlined in the article that I referred to earlier spoke about a residual threat from COVID. The passage of scripture that we've read, the verses that we've read, speaks about absolute victory through Christ. He has defeated death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Do you know, as a Christian this morning, as one who's trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, I can say with the Apostle Paul, I can say thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But what about you? Can you say that this morning? Do you have this reason for eternal hope? Do you live in the victory of all that Christ has done? You know, maybe as you watch the news and as you look at it on your phone or on your computer or tablet, whatever it might be, and as you're scrolling through websites and you see all the negativity in the media at present, maybe you're thinking that things just seem hopeless. There's so much that could take away our hope in this life. But can I say to you, get your eyes off the things of this world. Think about your eternity. When it comes to salvation, there's hope. And there's hope because the war has already been won. The war is over. And Jesus has won the victory. He has defeated death. Are you living in the good of the victory that Christ has won? Or are you still looking for some kind of hope in this life? So many people are looking for hope in this life. They're hoping that sometime, some way, things will get better. Maybe that's you. Let me tell you something. The only way that you can have absolute assurance and absolute hope and absolute peace in this life is to come and confess your need of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Come and confess your sin and accept him as your Savior. And let me tell you, the Bible says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He will save you. There's no doubt about that. And when you come and you've trusted in Christ and your sin has been dealt with, you will have real peace. And you will have eternal hope. You'll have a reason for hope. Can I encourage you this morning to turn to Jesus? He's won the battle. He is the reason for hope. Trust in him. God bless you. I trust that the Lord will undertake for you today. Amen.